Congregation, the scripture reading for tonight you will find in the Old Testament, in the book of Psalms, which we will read Psalm 63. O God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsts for Thee. My soul longs for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. I see Thy power and Thy glory, so as I have seen Thee in the sanctuary, because Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise Thee. Thus I will bless Thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in Thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise Thee with joyful lips. When I remember Thee upon my bed, and meditate on Thee in the night watches, because Thou hast been my help. Therefore in the shadow of Thy wings will I rejoice. My soul follows hard after Thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that swears by him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Thus far the reading of God's word. Congregation, have you ever asked, maybe even recently, will the Lord cast off forever? Will he leave us for good? Does his promise fail forevermore? Maybe situations in your life that you have to say, has God forgotten to be gracious? These can be questions in one's life, when God feels distant, when it seems that the Lord is not at work, when you are discouraged, maybe even as a congregation. Be honest tonight, when another call for a minister was declined. It's not the first time. And you wonder, has he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Has he left us? As parents, grandparents, when you see your children wandering through life, seeming aimlessly, without purpose, with much anxiety, or maybe it is you, that you are in church or that you watch online, that there were times that you could sing of the mercies of the Lord, but now you seek direction. You seek direction. And it seems no one hears. Is his mercy gleam gone forever? Friends, that are the questions that you sometimes wrestle. In short, that you are in a season or time in your life of spiritual barrenness, spiritual dryness. And yes, of course, it is very tempting now to give a list of reasons why that can be. But you know, when you go through such a time, when it feels that the Lord doesn't hear our prayers, that it seems that he does not see your pain and frustration, that it seems that the Lord seems distant, refusing to remove your struggles or change your circumstances. Friends, be honest, when there are times that you come to the place that we don't know what to pray or even how. And when you open scripture, it seems empty in its meaning. In summary, God is missing, so it seems. That is what's going on in this psalm that we have read together, Psalm 63. Experiencing a missing of God's presence. And friends, a missing His presence is a wilderness experience. Where are you tonight? Where are you this evening? Times in life that you came to this sanctuary, to church, and seeing the Lord at work, His power and glory, Psalm 63 verse 2. Or with the words of Psalm 66, come and see the works of the Lord, make a joyful noise unto God, praise and you sing of Him. But now, you sigh, oh God, I'm in a dry and thirsty land. Yes, you go through the motions. Church life is not experienced as it was before. And it seems that the Lord does not know our needs. Sermons, it seems they don't touch me anymore. Where are you? Moralism reads and explains this Psalm 63 as, I seek the Lord, I thirst for Him, I long for Him, I bless Him, I remember Him, I rejoice, I. What I must do and do. And then I experience His love and help. But the gospel this night, friends, is because of thy loving kindness. Verse 3. As I have seen in the sanctuary. This is remembered, friends, even in the wilderness. The sanctuary, His presence is remembered in times of spiritual barrenness, dryness, the wilderness of life. Because Thou hast been my help. And therefore, I will rejoice, and early will I seek Thee. And therefore, my soul thirsts for Thee. And my flesh longs for Thee. When you miss His presence, it is a wilderness. Is it not? When wilderness is an experience like an uninhabited, an inhospitable place, a place of disfavor, a place, it seems, of neglect and abandonment. But friends, it is also a place that removes now all our distractions in your life. And a place which tests the heart. A spiritual wilderness is, with the words of Psalm 61, from the end of the earth I will cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed. And it seems no one, even God, does not hear. Psalm 62, my soul waits, longs for God, and it seems the wait is so long. Whereas we experience in Psalm 63, I'm in a dry and thirsty land, and no water. And my soul thirsts and longs for the living water, Christ. Where are you this evening? How is your life? Be honest tonight. Does it seem that your life is a kind of a holding pattern? Like a plane in the air approaching a busy airport and circle and circle? Or more personal? It seems that you have come used to spiritual barrenness and dryness in your life. Congregation, how is your spiritual life? If there is spiritual life in you, verse 11, the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. That is outwardly church going, but no need of Christ. Your life is a lie. And it shall be stopped sooner or later. But how is your spiritual life? May you cannot deny thy grace, O God. Thou art my God. But it were maybe other times, eh? Other times. Let us then briefly meditate with the help of the Lord on this very brief psalm of 11 verses, so that each of us, regardless of where you are in life, whatever you have brought into church this evening, whatever is going on in your life, so that each of us may leave this place in this new week and may testify, O God, oh yeah, thou art my God, because of thy loving kindness in the first place, verse 3, and in the second place, because thou hast been my help, verse 7. Or young people, in more contemporary language, O God, you are my God, because of your steadfast love, because you have been my help. First then, his loving kindness. And we will look to three aspects: what it is, why it is, and how his loving kindness ought to transform us. The word used here, loving kindness, in the original is geset. It speaks of God's character, who he is, unfailing love, steadfast love, favor, faithful love, gracious love, goodness, kindness. Friends, in general, he is attending to the needs of his creatures, you and me, us. And what we just confess with the words of the Apostles' Creed, I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And we confess also with the words of the Heidelberg Catechism that it means that is his almighty and ever-present power, whereby as with his hand he still upholds us, upholds heaven and earth and all creatures, and so governs them that leaf and blade, rain and drought, fruitful, oh yes, and barren years, those times in your life that it seems like a desert and a wilderness. Indeed, all things, that is what we confess, come to us, not by chance, but by his fatherly hand. That is his loving kindness to you and me. Undeserved. The Lord attests through Micah that he delights in loving kindness. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardons iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? He retains not his anger forever, but he delights in geset, in kindness, in mercy. Or with the words of Psalm 130, let Israel hope in the Lord, for, and that is who he is, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him there is plenteous redemption. Oh, friends, the loving kindness of the Lord is abundant, is good, is great in extent, and is everlasting. Abundant, as we read in Psalm 86, but thou, O Lord, art an God full of compassion, gracious, long-suffering, plenteous, and mercy and truth. And he has not dealt with us, not rewarded us, according to our sin, abundant in loving kindness. The Lord is good, Psalm 109, O God the Lord, for thy name's sake, because thy mercy is good. His loving kindness is great in extent. Psalm 33, the earth is full of the Geset, the goodness of the Lord. And it is everlasting. With the words of Psalm 118, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever." Let Israel now say, let the house of Aaron now say, and also tonight, those that fear the Lord, that his mercy endures forever. This congregation is the loving kindness to the Lord, who he is. And for who? For a people like you and me. Fallen people. Sinners. Yeah? Not in general terms. But I am a sinner before God. Yet in his loving kindness, in his general care, in his general concern for each of us, he walks after us. He provides for us. He cares for us in every way, for every need. Congregation, pause for a moment this evening and see the undeserved loving kindness of the Lord to you. But more, his loving kindness is especially shown in the work of salvation by sending his only and beloved Son, Christ, to you and me. For the redemption and deliverance from your sin. And you have encountered your sin by grace in your life. And that you plead with the Lord, "Remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgression, according to thy geset, to thy mercy. Remember thou me in thy, for thy goodness sake, O Lord." Did you ever pray this? Is it not? Loving kindness, making one from death to life and keeping alive. And Psalm 119, "Revive me according to thy loving kindness." That he draws to himself through his loving kindness with cords of love. Do I have to remind your congregation tonight, we did not deserve anything. And yet he shows mercy, loving kindness to thousands as we read Sunday after Sunday from Exodus 20. And in his loving kindness, he has brought you to church this evening. And he reminds us through his word who he is. And wants to be for sinners such as you and me. And who he will be for each of his children. Why is that? Why is that? Because there is anything in you and me. Any merit that we deserve his kindness. Because I seek him early. Speaking with the words of the Psalmist 63. Because I thirst, I long for him. Because I remember him. I meditate on him, verse 6. That is what moralism and legalism is. If I seek him and long for him, then I experience his loving kindness. Or I need to seek him, I need to seek him earnestly. I really need to long for him. Only then I make maybe experience his steadfast love. But friends, and I ask you tonight, be honest with yourself. How much is earnestly? We always fall short on it. Friends, the good and gracious gospel this evening. Not the labor of my hands. Have you discovered by grace? can fulfill thy law's demand. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All could never sin erase. Thou must save, and save by grace, not aim. In my hands I bring. But the cross, where God's loving kindness is most displayed. And Christ on the cross, when he called out, I thirst, so that you can thirst after him. Or with the echo of the words of Psalm 42, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. And therefore also tonight it is he who invites even now, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Then it is Christ who was given vinegar, so that you, being in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water, so that you can receive the living water, Christ. And he invites again tonight, whoever believes in me, as the scripture says, out of his heart will flow rivers of living waters. And he says to you, no, to everyone that thirsted, come ye to the waters. Then it is Christ whose body, whose flesh was broken, so that your flesh can long after him. Even when you have to say by times, my flesh and my heart fails. But, O wonder of grace, and that is only because of Christ, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Then it is Christ whose soul was exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death, so that your soul can thirst after him, even at times that you have to experience, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? But then because of Christ, tell your soul, speak to your struggling soul, hope in God. He is the health of my countenance and my God. Then it is Christ who will have the place of glory, so that you may see his glory, as we have read from verse 2. So that you can leave this place, this church again, and say, we have seen Jesus even in the wilderness, have experienced with the words of Hosea, I, says the Lord, will allure her and bring her in the wilderness. And there in the wilderness, I speak comfortably unto her. Should Christ, who he is for such one as you and I are, what he has accomplished, what you and I never could and can do, all that in order to transform us, to seek him early, to thirst after him again, and to long for him because of his loving kindness. Friends, to whom else shall you then go? When you are in a dry and thirsty land in the wilderness of your life, here is one Christ. Christ himself. Christ who urges you kindly, graciously, generously, come. And let the one that hears say, come. And let him that is a thirst come. And whosoever, do you hear? None excluded. Eh? None excluded. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. O God, thou art my God, because of his loving kindness in Christ. O congregation, is it not humbling? Is it hopeful? Oh yes, that even in the wilderness of life, that you can sing, thy loving kindness is better than life, and my lips shall praise thee. Oh, to learn by grace, maybe again tonight, that it is the wilderness is God's way to wean us from the most precious things in this world. And to be a reminder to rest in Him and to lean on Him and Him alone. Our second thought, O God, you are my God, because of His help. And again, what it is, why it is, and how His help ought to transform us. Verse 7, because thou hast been my help. What is meant by help? Well, it points to be assisted by someone else, to be supported by another. Congregation, it shows us our helplessness, that we are vulnerable, that we are weak, that we are in need of an other. When it is the cry of the heart, as many of the psalmists, and maybe it is your experience, Psalm 22, why art thou so far from helping me? And it can be a wilderness experience. Seems no one helps. Psalm 27, hide not thy face from me. You long for His presence. When you see one's face, such one is in your presence. Hide not thy face from me. Thou art my helper. Psalm 30, hear me, O Lord. Have mercy. Be thou my helper. The urgency, Psalm 38, make haste to help me, O Lord. In Psalm 40, one more example, think upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Why is that cry? Why is that cry in the wilderness? That cry in your heart, is it not an echo of Christ's work applied in your heart by the Spirit? Maybe you cannot hold it for that, but that is it, because of Christ. When He cried out on the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping? When he experienced, there is none to help, so that you may experience His help and present. A very present help in trouble. Oh, blessed are those whose help is in the God of Jacob. Jacob's those in need. He is their help. He is your help and shield. That is sure and certain. Maybe you have to be reminded this evening. Because note, even in the wilderness, the psalmist remembers that the Lord has been his help. Verse 6, I remember. Verse 7, thou hast been my help. Something he remembers from the past. Verse 2, I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Maybe you recognize this evening. Maybe you have to be reminded this evening. You lay in bed in the evening and you meditate and you think things over and you reflect. In times when you think and experience, where is God in all of this? You lay even awake at night. The experience of the psalmist in verse 6. Missing God's presence and you travel the memory lane. You cannot deny by grace the Lord's work in your life, but that was the past. You cannot deny that there were times in your life seeking Him and thirsted after Him and longed for Him. But if I now ask you tonight, and it's just between your soul and the Lord, has He been your help? When you cried out to him in distress, "Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my helper." Did he not answer you? When looking back in your life, I may say by grace, despite who I am before him and ought to be, can you not testify this evening? He has never left me, nor forsaken me. This I may say by grace, the Lord is my helper. Has he not been your help? Experience, I am poor and needy, yet, the Lord thinks upon me, thou art my help. To whom else shall you go then in this dry and thirsty land? Thy right hand upholds me, verse 8. That is his help. That is your only hope and help. He upholds you. He sustains you. He cares for you even now. Does not the Lord say, "Fear them not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you in the right hand of my righteousness." O God, thou art my God. Are you not joining the psalmist? Humbling is it not in the midst of the wilderness? And maybe you came to church this evening with all your cares. Maybe there are marriage challenges. Maybe there are anxieties in your young life. Maybe disappointments and concerns about the minister for the future of the congregation. And you came this evening. And be honest, eh? When life is overwhelming, maybe you were not seeking and not longing and even not thirsting for him. And then to hear tonight from the living God through his living word, "I help you, seek me, while I may be found. I uphold you, so that you long for me again, so that you may say, refreshed, I longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and in thy word is my delight. I am the living water," says the Savior, this substitute, this living Christ, "so that you thirst not after the things of the here and now, but after me," says the Lord again. O God, you are my God. And therefore, I will seek him early in the morning. And friends, set time aside for devotions and prayer, seeking him. Yeah, that is something very different than the first thing in the morning you pick up your phone and you check your messages. When Martin Luther knew that he had a very busy day ahead of him, it has been told that he prayed an hour longer. How are we doing? Spend time in Scripture. And when you want to know someone better, you want to be in his or her presence, so it is with the Lord. He will meet you through his word. Meeting Christ in the Scripture, so that you are more acquainted with him. Personally, to get to know him more through his word and work. And getting to know yourself more, so that you see your needs of him more and more. And the text is personal, eh? Our text says, My God. Pause for a moment and realize his word. My God. My creator of the universe, for whom nothing is too small or too little. this great and awesome God, my God. In Christ, thy grace, my Redeemer. My God, so that you may experience He is my rock. He is my refuge. He is my fortress, my deliverer, my strength. That is His offer tonight. This is His offer tonight, this evening, regardless where you are in life. This says the Lord to you, I want to be your God because of my loving kindness in Christ, because of my help for Christ's sake. He is present. You may experience His presence even now. And He meets you in a season of spiritual barrenness and dryness and lifts you up through His living water and His loving kindness, His gesed and help. That is His grace. That is His mercy. And that is His favor towards you for Christ's sake. O congregation, do you begin then to see the gripping reality and seriousness of the verses 9 to 11? But those that seek my soul, and that is not only for the psalmist, maybe it is in your life as well, enemies. But ultimately, they are God's enemies, and those who resist Christ. Those who want to be their own God, don't need Him, don't seek Him, don't thirst after Him. Well, He, in His loving kindness, and help reach out to them. They shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall. And the mouth of them that speak lies that are hypocrites. They shall be stopped. Verse 11. Where are you in life? And there are only two kinds of people in this world. Here in Grand Rapids. You are humble to repentance by His loving kindness and help. And you may say or sigh by grace, oh God, Thou art my God. You cannot miss Him anymore. Experience in His presence there is fullness of joy. Experience in Him a total satisfaction is found. It is a feasting, verse 5. Or you are your own God. And you have no need of Him. Oh friends, I urge you. I urge you as an ambassador of this loving and helping Christ, this Savior who's given Him freely. Turn to Him now. Don't delay. Don't despise the riches of His goodness and forbearance and long-suffering. Do you not know? Do you not know that the goodness of God, His loving kindness, and His help leads you to repentance? To learn more and experience His loving and kind grace. As Horatius Bonar once wrote, not what I am, O Lord, but what Thou art. That alone can my soul's true rest. Thy love, not mine, bids fear and doubt depart, and stills the tossed and tempest heart. O God, Thou art my God. Will the Lord cast forever? No. For Christ's sake. Does His promise fail forevermore? Oh, never. Has God forgotten to be gracious? Oh, congregation. He is more. More than gracious. Because of Thy loving kindness. And therefore my lips shall praise Thee. Because Thou hast been my help, and therefore in the shadow of His wings, His protection, will I rejoice. And that begins here on earth in the beginning. And sometimes with faltering words, but then that day, forever and ever. Then it is through him alone, whose presence, his presence, goes before us. And that for Christ's sake. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, what a day that will be. To depart from this wilderness. And to arrive in Emmanuel's land. Then it will be forever and ever. World without him. Through him. Through him. Alone. Lord, will give this week that we may experience more and more thy loving kindness and help to be near in his presence and to direct our lives, maybe by renewal, maybe for the first time, to this kind, gracious, generous Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, will bless thine own word, and that it might bear fruit in our life, that thy love might shine forth in this wilderness of life, and that we are an help to those around us, and that for Christ's sake alone. Amen.